Yeah. One Purim of Shmuel, he went out of his ordinary Purim. And after davening, after Shachris, in Katamon, Rav Shmuel spoke to Rav Avraham Shternas, the grandson of a great grandson of Aminatan, and he begged him and promised him that he will merit to get to reach the Tzion of Ravein HaKadosh in Uman. Understand, you guys, go to Uman. What's wrong with you? Rav Shmuel, look at this. He went to Rav Avraham Shternas.
What year are we talking about
then? 1950s. And he's begging him to promise him that he'll merit to reach to Uman. I don't understand how you're not going to Uman. Even after Rosh Hashanah, even
is
once. At least once to go to Uman. I don't understand where your head is. You don't need a Hilton hotel. You need to, you're worried for this world and the next world. How are you not afraid? How are you afraid not to go to Uman? How are you not afraid not to go to Uman? I don't understand. I'll tell you the truth. The promise of the Rebbe is the one who came to Uman and it was Tikkun HaKlali. One Tikkun HaKlali. He gave a tzedakah for Rabbeinu's name. I can't imagine people still didn't go in this yeshiva. It's a shame. Mamash a shame. It's a pity. Not a shame. It's a pity on people who didn't go. Mamash. I pity people who didn't go. You have the opportunity. You take with the money. You're not lacking for the $600 of the ticket. Take the $600 down. And not for Rosh Hashanah. Fine. You don't want for Rosh Hashanah. Not for Rosh Hashanah. Stop in the middle of the year. It costs $200 a ticket. Put the money down. Everything can be organized with the hotel. Very fancy. With food, everything. Go there. 48 hours. Come back. Don't make a mistake and wait till the last moment. Come enough when they go to Uman at the end, you see.
He's there now.
Rabbi Nachman didn't go to Uman?
Kalman Nachman didn't go to Uman at the end. You know Kalman Nachman?
No.
He didn't mean it. One of our friends here, he died. And he wasn't old, he was 60 years old. Don't wait till the last moment. Don't make a mistake. You go. Tell Hashem everyone should go.
He was my age.
Yeah. But now you're going older, he's staying the same age. Don't make a mistake. Go, take your wife, take your kids, and go. It's cheap. Just go. Don't think about it.
Like he said, he has gone in the past. He said, I asked my rabbi, and the rabbi said,
who said?
It's too dangerous.
Who said this?
The guy I know.
It's dangerous. You hear people go all the time.
My son went last year. He said it was dangerous. He felt very comfortable.
I also feel very uncomfortable in Uman. It's disgusting there.
How far is Uman from the war?
He said it was
from
like
the war? Probably 5 hour flight or something.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. 4 hour flight.
And then between New York and California.
5 hour bus ride.
What?
5 hour bus ride.
To where? To the war?
To Uman. From the airport to Uman is 5 hours,
yeah.
By bus.
Not 5 hours. Sometimes if you stop on the way and stuff. Stop, it doesn't take 5 hours. It takes even less than 3. I've been,
yeah.
I did it many times.
Yeah.
Kito, don't make a mistake. Go. Go to Uman. Do yourself a favor for life, even if you have to die there in Uman. That doesn't make a difference. Go, say Tikkun HaKlali. It's better to be in Uman than die, and to die without being in Uman. So, anyways, there he says.
Wouldn't you say that about Yerushalayim?
What?
I can understand if you said that about Yerushalayim. I can't understand why you would say that about
Rabbeinu said, that's why I said it.
Okay.
Rabbeinu said.
He also said, you can't understand why I want you to be here with me, Rosh Hashanah.
It's a secret.
There's no way to understand it. But just do it.
And if each one who comes to Rosh Hashanah will have a part in the Geula. That's what he said also.
Yeah.
Okay, so. But stop, even for your own self, just to be selfish and go to Uman and say to Tikkun HaKlali, just to be selfish, I've been promised that wherever you'll be in the next world, in the worst places, they'll take you out of there. So I know I'm probably going to go to the worst places, so at least I know I went to Rosh Hashanah, I went to Uman and say Tikkun HaKlali once. Okay.
Do people go with your wives?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
What is that? Yeah,
way.
Yeah.
The wife in the environment was home.
No, for Rosh Hashanah you're talking about.
Yeah.
Talking about the year of Rosh
Hashanah.
Yeah. I was going to go with the wife, but she has to stay in the.
There's very few.
She can't go outside.
Something to do. The Rav Arish goes with his wife.
She doesn't go out at all.
She's in the apartment the whole time.
It's difficult.
I know another couple in there. Takes his wife. Hold on. Two of them.
You shouldn't go with your wife, anyways.
So you could just go to Uman and not go for Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Oh, Oh, yeah, for sure.
Of course, you should.
Yeah.
And you should, you should. Chayav. Call a travel agent, they go and they organize everything. They organize for you. From the airport, you get off, someone's waiting for you with a sign, your name on it, and they take you to Uman, and take you to a place. You have a place already waiting for you with a bed and a food and everything. And then you go to Uman, you're in Uman, and then you can be there for Shabbos if you want. Then you come back down to the side, there's the taxi waits for you a certain hour, takes you to the airport, chick chuck. You can also be there less than 24 hours. My father done 24 hours, a lot of graves. 24 hours.
Reminded us of all the time.
Yeah, he goes Thursday, comes back on Sunday. It's here, it's a 3 hour flight. Kitzel, don't waste the time, don't wait till the last moment. Do yourself a favor. Anyways, he told him, promise me that I'll go to Uman. I'll be Avram Shtelnice. He refused. He says, look, Rav Shmuel, I'm not a young man. I don't know if I'll merit, but you're a young man. You probably will get there. That's what he told him. Rav Shmuel, no, I want a promise. And he's begging and begging and begging. And he's saying, no. For hours, I'm fooling. They're both drunk, yeah? And he's crying. And then he saw him, and then he went outside and he started crying in the corner or whatever. And then Rav Avraham Shtelnice was going home. Rav Shmuel lied on the floor, was crying like Tikkun Chatzos, have mercy on my little soul, what's going to be with me? When Rav Avraham saw this, so he went back and he said, Hashem will help and you'll merit to go to be in the Tzion Ravein HaKadosh. Right away, Shmuel's face was shining, and it's true. Tavshin Lamed Aleph, 1971. Yeah.
And this is the 50s, so he had to wait a long time before he
Shmuel reached to you. Shkoyach.